Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shamri, and today I'm going to tell you guys about a case that was solved from 38 years ago here in Idaho. Just recently got solved on Monday, on the 4th. They made the announcement, I think it was the 4th. That'd be the 4th of May. But anyway, I'm going to tell you guys about Darla Johnson. She was abducted in Nampa, Idaho. She was sexually abused and killed. She was born to Dennis and Deanne Johnson on September 24th, 1972 in Caldwell. In 1974, her family moved to Malade, I'm not sure where that is, to farm. In 1976, they moved to Nampa. She was baptized by her daddy in October of 1980. She was in fourth grade and a member of the LDS church. She played soccer and she was on the Brownies, she was a former Brownie. I got a lot of her information from her obituary on Find a Grave. I got help from my stepmom, so thank you. She listens to this. She helped me find all that information. And I used the East Idaho News, obviously, for my original article. So, this says that on February 24th of 1982, she went missing after her daily 6-block walk to the Lincoln Elementary School in Nampa. I guess she never arrived there. 3 days later, she was found dead in a shallow ditch drain along the Snake River. Like I said at the beginning, this is super sad. She was sexually abused. Like I said, she was 9 years old at the time of her death. And so I got this from a Boise News article. It says, according to the probable cause affidavit, she was found with her crotch of her panties was covered in blood. In her autopsy, it showed that she was raped vaginally and anally. Her cause of death was drowning. Blunt force trauma to her torso caused tearing to her spine, and there was damage to the upper left side of her head as well. So that's just absolutely horrible. And so far I haven't been able to find a comment recently from the family. I'm sure this brings up horrible, horrible, horrible things for them. But it says, I'll tell you guys what they're saying now, because they've already accused someone once of her rape and murder, and he did, I'm pretty sure we'll get to it, but I think it's 18 years that he spent on death row, and he was innocent of all charges. So it says, authorities finally identify the man to be responsible. They believe that it is, in fact, David Drapel, I guess. He's 62 years old, who right now is actually incarcerated for kidnapping and sexually abusing a different child. He is now faced with first-degree murder and rape. He was convicted of kidnapping and sexual abuse of a child of under the age of 16 years old in 2004. I wanted to make sure 2004. He would have been eligible for parole in 2023. He served 20 years of his life sentence for kidnapping and sexually assaulting the minor. So he's already a sick, twisted motherfucker to begin with. So they said, this is how they found out that it was him, and this is how the other guy found out that he was, well, obviously he knew he was innocent, but this is how they found out he was innocent. Anyway, so when in their press conference, they said that they sent their DNA sample from her body, which I believe was a pubic hair, to a crime lab in California to try to find out the genealogy. There we go, to it. And they had come back to, I think it was like his sisters and him. So it was either a male or a female, and obviously I think he was the only male. But okay, so one of the people that this sick dude, okay, in the his mugshot literally grosses me out. Like, his face is just so, I don't know, fucking creepy. Like, I don't know. I get really weird during sexual abuse cases, and especially children. Like, these sick, twisted fuckers just, when you mess with babies, it's just, I don't know. You're a different type of monster. Anyway, so he had previously assaulted someone between the ages of 8 and 11. Another victim came forward, and she was between the ages of 9 and 11. One of these people, one of these victims of his, disclosed to the detective that he took her down to the river near Eagle, Idaho, and threatened to make her disappear if she told anybody about what he was doing to her. So he obviously knew it's. He knew he was a worthless piece of shit. And so you have to go threaten a baby because you're worthless. Ugh, God. Just so disgusting. So they sent that hair in 2018. So it takes a while to develop what they call an SNP profile. A single. Yeah, no, I am not even gonna try to fucking. Y'all, look, Google that shit yourselves. So they determined, like I said, it was male, and then the FBI goes and gives them the family line and like brings it down. Like, oh, sorry, there was four boys. There we go. Four boys, two girls in Idaho. The two girls were obviously done. Then the other two brothers, they were eliminated very, very fast. And then the other one was too young at the time and lived in Caldwell at the time of her murder, and he was too young to drive. And the third brother and the other brother was at the bare hair. And the other brother was in an army base in California. So it had to come down to him. He was living in Nampa at the time of her death, and he lived along the same route that she would take to go to school, according to what they say. On February 24th, he was interviewed at the Idaho prison, and he told detectives that they were there. Oh, they told him that they were there inquiring about the 1982 abduction. And he immediately said he did not live in Nampa at that time and was in the military at that time. According to the affidavit, that's where all this information is coming from. He was discharged from the military in January 1981 when they confronted him about the two. About. Oh, being convicted of two DUIs in 81 in Idaho. He repeatedly said he was living in McCall and his parents, and he didn't move to Nampa at all until 1983. So that, I don't know. And then this is the other thing that pisses me off too about this piece of shit is when he was asked if he knew anything about the case, he was like, oh yeah, I'm aware. And this poor man, that Charles Finn, Fain, Finn, Finn. I don't know. Sorry. Charles had been on death row because of it, and that he had got exonerated because of DNA evidence. And then he was asked about giving us cheek swab. He refused, and he told them at that time that they needed to get a warrant. So they obtained a warrant on March 12th saying that they needed it, and they got it. It was approved. Dr. Green did the sample on April 30th. And then obviously the DNA results came back to this lovely piece of shit. So the wrongful conviction of Charles, like I said, he was on death row for Idaho's death row for 18 years. 18 years for rape and murder of a child. So you obviously know that wasn't going to make it any easier. DNA testing is what freed him of her killing. It's they say in the past few decades, the new DNA technology from the pubic hair. In his trial, the criminologists that they had said that his hair and the pubic hair matched microscope, like under the microscope, the hairs looked like they matched. So now that they actually had DNA, they went and actually tested it, and it showed that it was not him. He was 34 years old when he was sent to prison. He got out at the age of 52. He has never publicly spoken, but this year he did, I guess he did try to help speak on behalf of the bill that they were trying to pass for the wrongfully convicted, but that didn't go through. It would have paid the people of Idaho that have been wrongfully convicted, the Charles Finns, the Christopher Taps. I mean, I'm not 100% on all those names. These are the only two I'm 100% of. But like, I'm sure more than just those two, and they would have gotten compensated for their time, but our governor felt the need to tell them that pretty much what I get from it is our governor told them that pretty much being released and being told you didn't do it was gift enough and that it was a learning experience. Like, why should we have to pay? We should have to pay. We should. If you are wrong, if we take away years of your life for something you didn't do, and these are years, 18 years, shit happens in 18 years. Parents die, children die, your ability to make children goes away, your ability to marry, I mean, siblings, all crazy things happen. So it doesn't, I don't know. It's just super sad. 18 years is a long time to be sitting in jail on death row, being known as a child rapist and murderer. So I will post pictures of David, the guy who actually did it, who, like I said, looks like a fucking creep. And I don't know, dude, this sweet little 9-year-old girl, she looks so sweet. And just so cute, and it's just so sad. And I can only imagine. She has a sister, it says that I found in her obituary. She has a sister. And so it's her mom and her parents and her sister, and just for 38 years, just wanting. Well, I guess not really, because I mean, for 18 years, they did think that they had the right guy, but I don't know. I think it just brings up old wounds for people, obviously, and that's just sad. Hopefully, they find peace in knowing the right person who was obviously a vicious predator before attacking their sweet little girl got justice. I don't know. And hopefully, David rots in prison where he obviously belongs. And hopefully Charles can find some type of, I don't know. Hopefully he's just not angry. Hopefully he doesn't spend his life angry. And I hope that. I couldn't even imagine. I would be fucking mad for the rest of my fucking life, I think, if I spent that long in prison for something I didn't do. But I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't. It's just super sad. No one should have to be innocent and be in prison. I could only imagine. And then just to know that this piece of shit who really did do it was like, oh yeah, I know some dude went away for it who obviously didn't do it. And he got released because his DNA is not my DNA, but fuck him. Just like, how low of a fucking person are you? This David feller is just the worst of the worst, and I hope. Man, I hope he gets jailhouse justice. Like, obviously, you've been in there for a minute and hopefully things have happened to you, but people like him, dude, child molesters are just, They're vicious animals, man. If you can go after a child and treat a child like a grown woman or a grown man, and then being a child, something's wrong with you. There is something in you that is not okay to be able to do those, to violate a baby in that way. There's just something that's not right with you, dude. And like, it's never gonna get right with you. You know what I mean? If you think that once, man, and you follow through, my opinion, dude, for the rest of the days, man, you're someone to be watched, because you're just no longer to be trusted. If you can ruin a child's trust, you're just not meant to be trusted, period, in life. So hopefully, Dennis and Deanna, I hope your family has justice and closure in all this. And that Darlene is remembered as the adorable little girl she is. And I will post, like I said, I'll post her picture. So this is another one closed for Nampa, which is good. It's just super, super sad. Because at 9 years old, you don't deserve that. So RIP to this sweet little angel. This just breaks my heart. And especially to know that he was such a predator. That this guy was just such a predator. Ugh, just breaks my heart. But yeah, anyway, so follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everything. I'm everywhere. Get at me, send me whatever. I'm here for it all. And stay safe and have a great day. Bye, guys.